The Banshees of Inisherin is racking up awards nominations, including Oscar for Best Picture, Screenplay, Director 2 for Best Supporting Actor, and for Best Supporting Actress. Carrie Condon, she plays Siobhan, the sister of Polrick, goes to a pub on their island to dress down her brother's best friend, Colm, for suddenly ignoring her brother.
You can't just all of a sudden stop being friends with a fella.
Why can't I?
Why can't you? Because it isn't nice. Has he said something to you when he was drunk?
No, I prefer him when he's drunk. It's all the rest of the time I have the problem with.
What's the matter then?
He's dull, Siobhan.
But he's always been dull. What's changed?
I've changed. I just don't have a place for dullness in my life anymore.
But you live on an island off the coast of Ireland, Colm. What the hell are you hoping for, like?
Carrie Condon joins us now from Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a million for having me on.
Why do you think this film has caught on? It's set, you know, a century ago on an isolated community in an island.
I suppose there's loads of reasons. Like, first of all, it deals with a theme that I feel like everyone in the world has sort of experienced at some point or another. A breakup, basically, is what it's about. A breakup of a friendship, but it could equally be a breakup of a relationship. Then it also deals with existential questions, kind of probably things we thought about during COVID when we had time to think about them, of like, what am I doing with my life? Like, where's my life going? Like, what's the purpose of my life? Those sort of questions that Colm, Brendan Gleeson's character, is kind of plagued with. And then also, it's really beautiful, you know, it's just so beautifully shot and beautiful part of the world.
Another character says of Siobhan, she prefers reading to chatting.
Yeah.
Well, is Siobhan happy on that island?
I don't, at this point when you find her in the story, she's worn thin, and I think it's becoming like a drudgery, and taking care of her brother, like while they're sweet siblings, she's more of a mother to him. She's doing everything. She's doing the washing, she's buying groceries, she's cooking, she's doing everything, and he's doing nothing but sitting around moping and going to the pub. Well, actually, he does do a little bit with his animals and stuff, in all fairness to him, but, you know, he doesn't do a lot. And I think before the film starts, she's already applied for this job on the mainland, which I kind of thought in my head was more done out of wishful thinking. Like, I don't think she thought she was going to ever hear back from them, but she's already thinking about leaving.
Yeah. Tough life being a woman in Ireland a century ago, wasn't it?
I think, yeah, I suppose. I was going to say it's still a tough life being a woman, but then I was like, actually, it's not, you know, in comparison, it's not at all, because, you know, they'd no contraception or anything then. Like, when you think back in it, like the amount of kids the poor women had and all, it must have been awful. And it must have caused awful upset in a relationship when you'd be like, get off me, to your husband, because you're like, I just don't want to have another baby. You know, and they had to put up with a lot. You know, there's all sorts of hurt there, the civil war and everything. And yeah, you could go on and on, you know, the famine and everything.
You know, I know a lot of people ask what it's like to work with Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell. But I love the donkey.
Oh, good. Little tiny Jenny.
Well, the most charming donkey.
Adorable. The people, there was a girl, Megan, who was in charge of Jenny. And she was so sweet, Megan. I used to love hanging around with her. And Jenny was quite young. And so she would have been very nervous on her own. So she had a friend, donkey, with her, who was a little older and a little more confident. And that donkey was called Rosie. And I was mad about Rosie, to be honest, because, you know, everyone loved Jenny because Jenny was a little smaller. And of course, Jenny was the star and everything. But only for Rosie, we wouldn't have got Jenny to do certain things, because Rosie would come on set and be off camera. And so Jenny would see Rosie and be like, oh, well, Rosie's here and Rosie's chilling out, so I guess it's okay. And so therefore, Jenny would sit down or do stuff like relaxed, because her friend was really close by.
You were 19 on the stage of the Royal Shakespeare playing Ophelia in Hamlet.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was repertoire. So I was doing the Lieutenant of Inishmore, Martin McDonagh, the writer of this film, his play at the same time. And I had to shave my hair off for Martin's play. It was nuts. It was hard. It was a year and a half. And I think in the end I'd done 125 performances of Hamlet. And the Hamlet was like, it was like kind of like they didn't cut a lot out of it. So it was like 4 hours long or something. I remember just being like, oh, come on.
We get the point. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'd be dead an hour and a half before the end. And I used to go upstairs and have a shower for like an hour ago. And I could hear the performance, so I wouldn't miss the curtain call. But I was just sitting in the shower because I was like, oh, come on, hurry on and finish so I can go home.
Oh, mercy. Well, let me ask, now that you're no longer 19, what advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, God. What advice would I give myself? I'm not being all woe is me or anything, but I really wasn't given advice by anybody because I didn't have any contacts in the business at all. Like, I didn't really have my parents helping me because my first job was when I was 16. And at that point, like, I was an adult and technically in film terms, so I didn't have a chaperone or anything. So I don't know what advice I would give myself. Like, I feel like I did everything as best I could. And also a little part of me is reluctant to dole out advice because I'm like, well, I had to learn it the hard way. So unless you're paying me, I'm not giving it out for free.
All right, that's fair. You've been a professional since you've been a teenager. What's it going to be like to be at the Oscar ceremonies?
Oh, man, it's like, it's going to be so crazy because, like, I totally watched the Oscars all the time when I was younger. Like, we'd tape it. It was a real big deal in our house. And I remember so many moments in the Oscars. So it feels a bit surreal to me that it's like, kind of like it isn't real or something. Like, if when people say, like, an Academy Award nominee, I'm just like, I kind of start laughing because I'm like, what? What's happened? But then at the same time, do you know, it's been like 24 years too. And I moved to America and I've been here on my own, like, at it for a long time. So I do feel a little bit like, thank you very much for recognizing that I've been trying for such a long time.
Kerry Condon, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for her role in The Banshees of Inisherin. Thank you so much for being with us.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me so much.